So three people and three stories. First, Leslie Young, Lieutenant, 25th Squadron, Royal Air Force. Leslie lived with his family in Richmond Gardens, not far from here, with his father, Ernest, who was a professor of music. The 25th Squadron was involved in long-range photo reconnaissance when Leslie died, age 19, in October 1918. Second man, William Foster Christmas, unusual name. William lived at 14 Glebe Courts, literally a stone's throw from here, with his wife Winifred and daughter. Prior to the Second World War, he had been a hotel owner, but he was killed at the age of 56 whilst working at the Cunliffe Owen Aircraft Factory near Eastleigh, just down the road. Eight planes between them dropped 16 bombs, 52 workers were killed, and a further 92 injured. Third person, Albert John Stone, Private, 2nd Wiltshire, Duke of Edinburgh's. As a child, Albert lived in High Crown Street and attended Highfield School. How many of you go to Highfield School? Lots of you. So this was a long time ago in 1916. Albert's father was a baker and a confectioner, which means a sweet maker, cool job. And Albert worked as a horse attendant. But Albert sadly died of his wounds whilst fighting in France, aged 21. Three people, three stories. Now, last week, we remembered a less illustrious event as our skies were filled with that extravagant explosion of rainbow colour and our homes were invaded with a thunderous cacophony of fireworks as we marked again the failed attempt of Guy Fawkes to bring down the Houses of Parliament. Today, together with all those across our nation and indeed our world, both young and old, we pause to remember, as we are doing now, those who serve in our armed services and those who serve our country as civilians and those who have given their lives and continue to give their lives in the pursuit of peace. So what I want to do this morning is to think with you about the importance of remembering and the role of memory, not only in our country, but in our homes and our families and in our faith and our church, and how those memories bring together hope and purpose for the future, how looking back and remembering enables us to look forward with courage and confidence. And to do this, I'm going to need a bit of help. So, I'd quite like three beavers. Are you beavers here in the bright blue? Would you come and join me up here? I'm going to need three beavers. So if you can come and stand here. And then, if I got my numbers right, I think I need four cubs. I'm not even looking, but the first four that come, and no fighting, because this is about not conflict. We'll have one girl, just to be representative. And one, and you next to him, that's it. And then two at the end. Thank you. And then, oh, hardly got any room left. And then we'll have two scouts as well, please. One, and you were scout too? Yeah. Only two scouts. Well, you, no choice, you've got to come up here. Right, now, actually what I could really do with doing is pushing this table. If you all come and stand behind this table, can you help me? There we go. Then everyone else can see this. There we go. So, and I'll come over here. Are we all sorted? So this is a memory box. And we're going to look inside this memory box. So first of all, I need the three beavers. Let's open this. And you're going to have to come and stand over there. Shall I give you those? You go and stand over there. And I'm going to give you those. And I'll give you this one. See if you can unpack that. Come and stand and hold this. Is there a microphone here somewhere? Oops. Right. Okay, let's see what we've got. Right, what do we have here?
Happy birthday thing that has candles in.
Happy birthday candles. We've got... Thank you. We have candles. We're thinking about birthdays. And I wonder how many wonderful memories we have of special birthdays, of family and friends together, things that build us up for the future. Thank you. Now, what have you got?
Shells.
Shells. And why do you think we might be remembering things to do with shells?
Because they split around the world in the beach.
They split around the world on the beach. And where do you think these might have come from?
The beach.
The beach. And do you go to the beach on holidays sometimes?
Yes.
These shells here, I remember these. They are very special shells. They're from my favourite beach, the Old Key Beach on St Martin's on the Isles of Scilly, and I have collected them over 20 years. I've got a lot more than that at home. I wonder whether you have a favourite holiday that you remember.
New Wine.
New Wine. So New Wine is a wonderful Christian jamboree where thousands of people gather together to play, to sing, to learn about Jesus. That's right, isn't it? Thank you. Now, what do you have? What do you think that is?
A carpet.
A carpet, it could be. I wondered whether you might say a tablecloth. It isn't either of those things. You kind of have to swathe it around you like this. And it's a kente cloth. Do you know where a kente cloth might come from?
No.
It comes from Ghana in West Africa. And I had that kente cloth because I lived in Ghana for almost 3 years, a long time ago. And that time of living in Africa has given me so many experiences, helped me to see the world through a different culture, and has formed the way I live, partly the way I live my life now. So lots of different memories there. Okay, you could go and put those on the table behind you. And you could take, can I just take this little bowl here? Let's put these bowls here. You could take one, you could take something from there as a thank you for coming up. There you go, and go and sit down. If you're allowed to eat it. And don't worry, those of you who haven't got chocolate, there is more chocolate at the back afterwards. So, remembering good things that have happened in our lives and sharing memories with family and friends helps us to understand more about who we are. It helps us to understand what's important in our lives. And it gives us a framework from which we can look ahead and face the future. And I've got a birthday card here that was given to me by my eldest daughter. And she said this to me. Look after yourself this year. Remember how important you are to us. We all love you and want you to be really happy in this next journey through the roller coaster of life. I mean, what a lovely message. But what it says is remember how important you are to us, that you are loved. And because you are loved, you can face the roller coaster, the ups and downs of life, with courage and confidence. And that's true for all of us, isn't it? We're all loved by our family and our friends, and we are all held, more importantly, in the love of God. And because of that, we can face the roller coaster of life, as my daughter put in this card. I don't know if she knew something I didn't know. Right, what is next? We'll have a cup. Just one cup? No, yes, that's right. Do you want to take the next thing out? So, what do you have?
A poppy.
Yeah, just hold it up. Lots of us are wearing poppies, aren't we? We couldn't have a memory box today, could we, without a poppy. And as you know, poppies have been worn since the end of the First World War in 1921 as a reminder of the bright red poppies that grew in the fields in France. I expect some of you will have seen a real poppy. Real poppies are really delicate, but quite strong at the same time. And they flourished in their thousands, their hundreds of thousands, as far as the eye could see, in those fields in France. They flourished in the middle of chaos and destruction. So poppies are not a sign of war. They are a sign of remembrance, but more importantly, they are a sign of hope that emerges amidst death and destruction, and a hope that we continue to look ahead and pray for peace in war-torn lands. But sadly, armed conflicts continue across our world over 100 years later. Not only does the death toll rise, but last year, the record number of refugees was recorded. One in every 113 people on our planet is now a refugee, forced from their homes through violence, persecution, and war. A few months ago, the United Nations Refugee Agency, that's a long word, isn't it, said this: the relentless civil war in Syria and a surge of South Sudanese fleeing the collapse of peace help propel the global population of displaced people to a post-war record in 2016. But as those refugees flee to safety, men, women and children your age, they too wonder what they remember. But I think as they are fleeing for their lives, they remember their homes, their schools, their friends, sharing a drink, an ice cream at the local cafe, shopping together in the marketplace and sharing stories over a family meal. Remembering will give those refugees a determination and hope that one day peace will reign and they'll be able to return home to the place that they have always known as home. So, the next three cups. One for you, one for you, and one for you. Now, we can put these pictures up on the screen. I think, Keith, you can do that. And would you like to tell us what you can see on the picture?
A chair.
Yeah, you've got a chair. And the next one?
An elephant.
An elephant, yes. Keep the pictures moving around.
A bike.
Okay, now look at those, that elephant, the chair and the bike. And what are they made out of?
Wood.
Wood, okay, that's an idea. What else do you think?
Pipes.
Pipes, yeah.
Metal or something.
Yeah, okay. So metal, pipes and wood. Now keep looking at those and I will tell you what they are made out of. These are pictures of sculptures. You'd have to go all the way to Cambodia to see them, made by art students who lived through the violence of the Cambodia Civil War. And they are made out of destroyed weapons, guns and rifles. And as men and women remembered the horrors of the armed conflict in Cambodia, they brought their guns together and they burnt them in a fire, rendering them useless as weapons of war. And they were transformed into objects of beauty. Now, I don't know if you can remember the reading that we had read from Micah, which said, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. They beat their wars of weapon into farming tools." And like the men and women of Cambodia, in the Old Testament, the people of God, the Israelites, were forever being called by God to remember who they were, where they had come from, the promises that God has given them, and sadly, the mistakes they made as they turned away from God. And yet in this passage, we are reminded that God promises them again that there would be a future that looked different, a future without war, and a future where peace would be celebrated throughout their land. And that's not a promise just for the Israelites, is it, in the Old Testament? It's a promise for all people, and a promise that we remember each time we wear the poppy. Okay, you can pop those on the table, collect something from the bowl, and go and take a seat. We just have two left now. So would you both like to kind of unpack what's left in the box?
Tasting.
Sorry about that, Sammy. We've got parental responsibility here. So, Scouts, why do you think the last two items in this memory box are a bottle of wine and a loaf of bread? Any ideas?
Because on the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread and said, "This is my body, and when you eat this, remember me."
Thank you. Well, I think he's finished my talk for me. Brilliant. So you can stand there and hold those for a moment. Jesus also knew the power, didn't he, of remembrance. And we, as you quite rightly say in that second reading, Jesus said, "This is my body and this is my blood," as he shared a meal around a table with his friends and with his disciples. And we remember that Jesus also gave his life so that we might be forgiven for the mistakes we made, for the conflict that we cause, and for some of us, the part we play in the conflict around the world. And by sharing this meal of bread and wine, we are also remembering the promise that Jesus makes for a world where one day peace will reign, where there will be no more war, where there will be no more conflict, and where weapons of destruction will be transformed into objects of beauty. So if you want to put the bread and the wine on the table and collect whatever it is you want from the bowl as we come in to finish. And so against the backdrop of remembering those who have given their lives and continue to serve their country in the pursuit of peace, we remember all that is good. We remember all the wonderful things that God has given us and the gifts he's given us and the family times we have. So as we remember all that is good, we don't just honour the fallen and remember the conflict, but we respond today by committing ourselves to the resolution of conflict and the pursuit of peace. Amen.